League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What would you do in this situation? It's so ridiculous that I deal with this every single Sunday and I don't know what to do. I hide. I run away like a child. It's Dan and Raven. I'll explain. So I have a Sunday routine. I get up. I go work out. I go to the grocery store. I do all my grocery shopping on Sundays. I go to the same grocery store every single Sunday. And I walk. And when I get into the produce section, there is a man that works there. He has kind of longish, wavy hair, right? Now, remember, everybody's in their masks. And I kid you not, it's like I think he's waiting for me. Because the minute he sees me, he comes with the produce cart to, like, restock the shelves.
Of course.
Excuse me, ma'am. And he's not very nice. And so I'm always like, okay, I'm sorry. You know, like, make your way to the cauliflower. Like, okay, I got it. You got a lot of cauliflower. But then behind the mask, he starts muttering to himself. It's like, psh, 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 psh. And I'm relatively certain that many times I've heard him say mean things to me.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, this doesn't make any sense. You're telling me that you go to the grocery store, and it's only once a week, and every time you arrive, this gentleman comes for you with a cart, no matter where you are.
It sounds insane,
you're
right?
In the produce section. Right. It does sound insane.
It sounds crazy.
But I mean, you're over by the apples one time, you're by the peppers another time, whatever it is. He has it on that cart and immediately comes for your area?
Well, because, I mean, it's kind of congested where it is, so he's just going to restock. He's doing his job. But the questionable part is that what he's muttering under his breath, because I don't know if he thinks I can't hear him because he has the mask on. But I mean, almost want to take you, Raven, so you can see that I'm not crazy. And he says things like, this lady, like, just get out of the way. Always getting in my way.
But it sounds to me like you don't know exactly what he's saying.
But
it
sounds angry, and yeah. It sounds aggressive. So I always say, I'm going to say something. Like, I'm going to say, excuse me, I can't hear you.
Yes.
I'm sorry, maybe I can't hear you because you have your mask
on. Are you speaking to me?
Are you speaking to me, sir?
Right.
But then I was like, well, what if there's just something
that he doesn't like about your face?
I don't know. Or off. Or like, I also don't, I don't like confrontation.
Yeah.
I don't like drama.
Yeah.
So I always like kind of just like put my head down and like get
you're
a little
questioning
bit
what the vetting system is at your local supermarket is what you're saying. You don't know what kind of background check they did.
I don't know.
Listen, a lot of people under a lot of pressure over this last year or so.
Well, that's the whole thing is like, I don't like to start drama, but I'm like, why are you coming at me, bro?
Yeah.
Like, what is it? What am I doing to you?
I think that's fair to ask. Right. At a certain point, you got. Right. You got to feel like, I mean, because clearly you're affected by it.
It's just strange.
You said it when your opening statement is you feel like he's sitting there waiting for you, like he's ready to go. And clearly that can't be real.
Right.
He has a job. He has a life. He's trying to survive on a Sunday as well. But it feels like, you know, to you, you're intimidated by it. So.
And I look, this past Sunday, I'm like, you know what?
Why are you coming at me?
So I'm like, let me see if he does it to anybody else. Right.
Yeah.
And he doesn't.
No.
So, no, I did. In his defense, yeah. I didn't watch for that long. I kind of just hovered by the hot dogs, and I just, like, waited there for an extra minute. And then I realized, all right, like, he's not doing it to anybody else. Like, let's move on with your life and get to the bakery so we can go home. But would you say something to this guy? Would you report him? Would you ask him, like, what are you saying? Or would you be like me and just keep your head down and just keep going?
I feel like it warrants an experiment. At least dress up one of your friends like you and put a wig on him and see if he reacts the same. Maybe it's the look of you.
What would you do? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. What would you do in this situation? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven. Every Sunday, I go to the same grocery store. Every Sunday, there's the same guy that works there with this long, scraggly hair, and he pushes the produce cart. He's always in the produce section. He immediately approaches me, tells me to get out of the way. I'm in the way, no matter where I am.
With the cart. With the grocery cart. With all the things stacked on it.
Yep. And then he starts muttering under his mask. It's like, and I'm I catch bits and pieces of it, and I think he's talking badly about me. I think he's calling me the lady, and like
you don't have proof or evidence, but you feel this way.
Every single Sunday, and I'm like, do I say something to this guy? But I'm the kind of person that avoids confrontation, so I've just been walking away and hanging my head in shame.
I would have mumbled back at him. I got to tell you the truth.
Hi, it's Anna on Raven. What should I do?
I think it's more up a long for it. I think that Anna should confront him. The first time, the second time, okay. The third time now, no. You should absolutely confront him. If he makes a scene, you call the store manager and you handle it. You don't let anybody treat you that way.
You're the kind of person that I want to be, and then I can't do it. I'm so confident, but when it comes to situations like this, like I don't have the guts to do that.
Well, my only caution here is you're not sure he's talking to you.
I'm pretty sure
he's talking about you, but I mean, you're not sure.
And I wouldn't hesitate for a second to say, excuse me, sir, are you speaking to me?
Right. Yeah. Well, that I think is probably the wiser move, instead of then running up and being like, what's up?
The other thing is I could ask the butcher, because the butcher is within eyesight.
Right.
Maybe I could whisper to him, hey, why does that guy not like me? Does he not like me? Check yes or no. And I could maybe hand him like a note, like we're in school.
Well, you wouldn't whisper if you were handing him a note. You would just hand him the note, and then that would contain all the information that he needed at that point to respond.
Do you think he would?
But, I mean, you could ask him, is that guy insane?
Maybe.
Because, like you said,
they
he
know.
Sees it.
They know.
Yeah, he should know.
I mean, the guy that works at the deli knows everything.
And Raven, what should Anna do?
Oh, what Anna should do is walk over, say, hi, how are you today? What's new? How can I help you? Just right back at him. But that dude sounds strange.
So confront him with kindness is what you're saying, and thinking that will knock him off base. And then at that point, he'll be so affected by that. From then on, he'll be nice when she comes around?
That's right. And if it isn't, then you've got a problem.
Right. Then again, he could go nuts, right? And hit her with like an artichoke heart.
Well, that's what I was
upside the head.
I was waiting for someone to be like, just throw something at him. And I was like, no one said that. I don't know what to do.
You start carrying pepper spray in the pepper aisle?
Mm.
Crash him in the cranium with a cassava?
No. None of those things I'm not going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say something. This Sunday, if he's there and this happens, like it has happened for literally 2 months now.
Oh, please record it.
I'm just going to say, excuse me, sir, are you talking to me? Is there something I should respond?
You feeling lucky?
Right, no.
Punk?
I'm going to smile, but you can't see my smile because I'm wearing a mask.
Right.
So, well, I don't know. I'll report back and let you know what happens.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.